All right. I'm very excited because this will be the third year. I am so grateful, honored to be part of Over the Edge. And joining us today, yeah, you don't have to wear this, the headphones, Sabrina. You know what you're doing. We've done this before. I'm really excited to have the team here from the Wakeman Boys and Girls Club. And this incredible event really is something that you don't want to miss. I mean, if you want to obviously support people who are rappelling, that's awesome. But you should also check out what's going on throughout the year with Wakeman Boys and Girls Club. Joining me in studio, Sabrina Smeltz is here, as well as Sarah Motti, both part of the team that does such an excellent job all throughout the year for kids in our communities. Thank you both for being here. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, Sarah's like, I was not planning on coming on, but you know what? I got a whole team.
We appreciate it.
We here at WICC, we appreciate the work that Wakeman does. We love what you guys do throughout the year for our kids. I mean, and I think let's start there, right? For people who maybe hear about Wakeman Boys and Girls, but don't actually know what goes on inside, you know, the hallways of Wakeman Boys and Girls Club. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty cool. We have a lot of different locations. We serve the city of Bridgeport and the town of Fairfield. We're an organization that's been over 100 years running, started in Fairfield in Southport, Connecticut. We have three locations that are our facilities. So in the North End Hollow section of Bridgeport, in the West End of Bridgeport, and then also our clubhouse in Southport. And then we run two school sites in Fairfield, McKinley and Holland Hill School. Everything and anything that you can imagine is happening under those roofs. We have academic success programs, so tutoring, mentoring, Apple coding, and we have kids who learn how to make emojis and all these things that I'm like, I don't even know.
I don't know.
Right? Like,
no, it's that's so beyond me.
There's
I
the
love
Gen
it.
Xer in me, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's so many things around art and just all of the coding and cars. Like, we have robotic arms and activities and all of these things. We also, I think Wakeman's really known for our sports programs,
mm-hmm.
right? So
sure.
We have a lot of athletics and sports programs. Right now we have our youth tackle football program in Bridgeport that is running around all over on the weekends throughout Fairfield County competing. They are amazing. It's not just football. We want to make sure our kids are learning about academic importance and learning. So we have tutoring process and programs for them. We also make sure that our kids are fed. And then we also have an new early learning center. So we have a preschool program that's licensed childcare at our new Madison Ave clubhouse. And we serve 3 to 5 year olds. So we are serving now 3 year olds to 18 year olds.
Wow.
And then some of our other really great programs around teens are our workforce development programs and our leadership development. So our Keystone Club, our Torch Club, which are signature Boys and Girls Club programs, kids are being learned to being advocates for themselves, using their voice, being leaders in the community and out doing great work in the world. So
there's so much to unpack with that. And again, that was Sabrina, who is the chief executive officer for Wakeman Boys and Girls. I didn't really, to be totally transparent with you guys, I don't think I appreciated Wakeman as much as I do now that I'm a parent. Those after school hours are so critical. I mean, and some of the things you just talked about, Sabrina, it is beyond just sports. I mean, you're talking about skills that they could be taking not beyond just their educational mm-hmm. years, but into the workforce and developing their character. And I mean, all these really great things. And it's all being offered to kids in our own backyard, which I think is such a big deal. And again, those hours after school are such mm-hmm. a big deal for not just their growth, but for parents to continue keeping the jobs that they have and supporting their family. So there's so much to love about Wakeman. I want to talk to you as well. Sarah Motti, I know I've not had you on the show before, but welcome. Again, Director of Development for Wakeman Boys and Girls Club. Talk about sort of, you know, when we look at how much Wakeman Boys and Girls, how much it's grown. I mean, Sabrina, you just outlined a lot of new programming and even expanding it to a younger age. How important is it that Wakeman stays up to date with what kids really need and things that they'd be interested in?
Oh, absolutely. It's imperative. And we do, I think, a really good job of talking to our kids, you know, seeing what our kids and families actually want to be doing and what they want to be learning and what programs they want. So, you know, right now we're running a girls' volleyball program. That's huge. And volleyball's really having a moment in our club right now, that's for sure. Also, with our teens, we're doing a lot of financial literacy. We're learning about what programs they want.
It's great.
What do they want to learn about with finance? So I think we just always keep at the forefront, talking to our kids, talking to our families, figuring out what they want to have And then we figure out how to make that happen. Mm. So and with that comes a lot of fundraising and comes fundraising events and comes, you know, grant. You know, we just work really hard to make sure that we're able to provide those programs no matter what they look like.
And again, there are a lot of chapters of Wakeman Boys and Girls Club. So I want to make sure people know we're talking about the Bridgeport area and Fairfield.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Rough estimate. How many kids are you guys serving per year, would you say?
Yeah, so we just did some totals because we're putting some information together. And last year, we served over 4,700 youth that came through our doors.
Wow.
Whether it was in an out-of-school program, a one-time event, other sort of partnerships that we have through the organization. And that's through all of our locations.
Does that include camps too? Because you guys have
camps.
Summer,
yep, yeah. We have summer camps at the three clubhouses, and that's a lot. You know, 4,700 kids. I will tell you, we have goals to serve more always, right? And there's a lot of kids out there who are not being served by a youth organization, and I say that doesn't have to be just Wakeman, right? We partner with other youth organizations in the community because we think we're stronger that way, right? Mm. So. There's sometimes when Sarah talked about some of the programs we want to pull together, we may not be able to have that lift all to ourselves. We are reaching out to other program partners and other youth serving organizations so that we can impact more kids in an effective way.
And to your point earlier, Sarah, fundraising is such an important part of the Wakeman story and making sure people not only know what you guys are doing, but then supporting those types of programs, making it more affordable for these families to get these services. So Over the Edge is exactly that. It is people going over the edge. This is, again, at M&T Bank in downtown Bridgeport. I've had the privilege of doing this twice now, and I'm about to do it a third time next Saturday, October 25th. But for people who have not been part of it or have seen it in real life, I mean, talk a little bit more about Over the Edge.
I think Over the Edge is an awesome opportunity for people to challenge themselves, just like we challenge our kids. And so we are asking people to help us fundraise for Wakeman Boys and Girls Club by rappelling off of the M&T Bank. People joke and they're like, oh, I'm not jumping off a building. I promise we're not jumping off a building, but we are lowering ourselves with very safe ropes.
Scary.
It is a little scary.
I've done it.
Yeah. I've done it four times. Last year I had my now husband, go with me, and he's a 6'4", 6'5" guy who's not, really excited about heights, and we made it happen. So I share that because, anyone can do this. You can face your fears. You could be a paratrooper and be like, yeah, let's go. But it's really an opportunity to come together as community, raise funds for our organization, and have some fun too, right? And I think the cool part about the event is you don't have to be there all day. So it's 8 o'clock to about 3 o'clock. It's an ongoing thing, but you sign up for a slot. So it's about a 2-hour commitment. Get there. We train you. These are professionals who know what they're doing. This isn't just like the Wakeman team putting together a rig. Really professional.
Yeah, they're
We've been
amazing.
Doing this for 8 years. And it is really important. We have raised we've raised over $800,000 in that 8 year in those
wow.
8 years.
From just this event.
From just this event.
Wow, that's a big deal.
And coming from this community. And so we say thank you to the community. To help us with that. But this is how we're able to put all those programs out for our youth. We are primarily funded by fundraising.
Yeah.
We have small parent pay fees and things of that nature, but we want access for all. Mm-hmm. And this is a way to make that happen and have a little fun. And I say it's a bucket list opportunity.
It is.
We do it in October, too, and the view from the top of the building.
Incredible.
It's incredible.
It is amazing.
The photos are incredible.
The foliage.
Amazing.
The Long Island Sound. It's amazing.
It really is. And I say that it's scary because I do think, to your point, Sabrina, it is such a bucket list thing. And I think there's something to be said. We're raising money for kids, right? And so sometimes we'll say, or I think a lot of people will say, especially if we have children, that, we'll do anything for our kids. But I always say, well, then put your money where your mouth is, because I am petrified of heights. It is not my thing. I don't even like going upstairs without backs on them. That's a whole therapy session in and of itself. But the reason I do it is for exactly that. It's like I look at my own kid, and to be fair, I never did the rappelling until I had my son. So I do think there's this concept of you're facing a fear and you're doing something that even just if there are people below watching, it's like, wow, this matters to them. And it's easy to back, I think, support people like that who clearly, I mean, you got to put the kids first. And I feel like Repelling is such, I don't know, it mirrors that. It mirrors that dedication that I think Wakeman Boys and Girls Club has for kids in our communities. I do.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
I agreed.
That's
completely.
How I justify Thank it, you. Right? I mean, yes. I'll tell myself that.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And that's the point. Kids try things for the first time all the time, and it's scary. And grown-ups don't do that quite as much. And this is a great opportunity to do that.
I agree.
And just like we do in our clubhouses, we're creating that safe space for us to try those things out, right? When you get to the bottom, I'm telling you, the feeling,
the
I
best.
Mean, I know you've, because you've done it, right? And you're like, and you almost, you land and you're like, all right, let's go again.
Right, right. Right. It's really, it truly is amazing. And it's honestly just that when you first go, but then you really get into it. And to your point, Sarah, about like how beautiful it is and everything, it's incredible. It's really an experience for people. I want to make sure that people know where to go if they want to support Repellers. And support, obviously, this incredible event in just Wakeman Boys and Girls Club as well. Again, this is happening on October 25th. You're more than welcome to come and watch. I know people will do that. They'll just come and watch what's
going on.
We'll
have games, and that's actually something, a good point, Melissa. We have games at the bottom, a lot of family activities. We'll have face painting, all kinds of stuff. So come and watch and cheer on the Repellers, too.
Yeah, it's cool. And where can people go if they want to donate, especially if they want to back one of the Repellers or they just want to donate in general to Over the Edge? What do they do?
Sure. They can visit our website, www.wakemanclub.org, and visit our events page.
Yeah, it's here. And I don't remember, but I think you guys pulled a picture from last year and I looked terrified. It's the best. It's great. Wherever you guys got those pictures, they're great. They are. They're really awesome. And this year in particular, I think I'm one of the first ones going. Which is new for me. I always like watching people ahead of time, but it's like, all right, we're going to up the status this year and we're just going to go. We're just going to go. So
see, you're challenging yourself every time you go.
Exactly.
Something new.
So. For the children.
There you go. It's
all
great.
For the children. I mean, right? It's totally, it's great.
Great.
And I think it's important to say, like, if you're like hearing this now and you're like, oh, this might be something I want to do. You can still sign up. Like, there's time.
We still have openings for Repellers.
If you're like, you know what, I get it. This really isn't for me. You can also support someone who's Repelling and make a donation. Be there in spirit. Be there in person. It's really fun to have people at the bottom cheering for you because you can hear them yelling and screaming like, woohoo, way to go. And so
it's great.
Please come out and learn more about what we're doing at Wakeman Boys and Girls Club, because it's an opportunity for us to tell our story, for you to see our kids and all of that. But we're really excited as we're going into this next week. But there is room to come and rappel. So.
Yeah, please come and join us. It really is such a great time. Like I said, I would not be doing it a third time if it wasn't an amazing experience and if it wasn't for such an incredible organization. The Wakeman Boys and Girls Club and the work that they do is just instrumental. Be sure to check out wakemanclub.org for more information. And again, this is happening next Saturday, October 25th, right here in Bridgeport, Repelling at the M&T Bank. I can't wait to see you all there. Ladies, thank you so much for what you do and can't wait to see you at Over the Edge.
Great.
Thank you.
We'll see you there.
You're very welcome. And again, that website is wakemanclub.org for any more information and get signed up for Over the Edge.